persevere to be who you truly are. We have a historical role model who truly fulfills this principle of reaching for the best version of who she is. Anna May Wong. It was in 1922. She was just 17 years old when she had a leading role in the first Technicolor feature out of Hollywood. It was called Toll of the Sea, and Wong played a young Chinese girl who drowns herself after her American boyfriend breaks up with her. Her outstanding screen presence and exceptional acting ability notwithstanding, Wong continued to be cast either as the innocent, naive butterfly or the deceitful, villainous dragon lady. She reflected on the discrimination that plagued her career in these words. Why is it that screen Chinese is always the villain? And so crude a villain, murderous, treacherous, a snake in the grass. We are not like that. How could this be? Yes, frustrated, disappointed, she persevered to be who she truly was. Left America, went to Europe, and found better roles both on screen and on stage. And her stature rose to the point when she was able to return to the United States. And in the 1940s, she starred in a war film that flipped the script. She was one of the Chinese heroes that were played by Chinese Americans, where the Japanese villains were played by European Americans. And in 1951, in the early days of television, she starred in her own dramatic TV series written specifically for her, when she played a Chinese art dealer, and the title role used her very own birth name. Anna May Wong truly persevered to be who she truly was. And that's our success principle for today. And that brings us to our moment of virtue. How can you persevere to be who you truly are? And there are three steps. I call them the three R's. You have to reject, you have to reflect, and you have to reach. Let's start with reject. Reject those stereotypes. Whatever the negative role, it could be a typecasting like Wong had to deal with, it could be someone who is prejudiced against you, or there's institutional racism or sexism, whatever that stereotype is, reject it, take a stand against it, work through it, go around it, persevere. And that puts you in a position then to reflect. Reflect on your talents, gifts, abilities, those skills that make you special, and bring them out. That's the opposite of the stereotype. This is a special gift that you can rise in that makes who you truly are. And that brings us to the reach. Reach for the best version of you. I love the way that Wong did that. She had to work through the stereotypes early in her career till the very end. She was able to define the roles that she was going to play. That's persevering to be who she truly was. And if you reject the stereotypes, cast them to the side, reflect on your talents, gifts, and abilities, and then reach for that vision, for that dream, for the best that you've been created to be. you will become who you truly are. That's the vigorous virtue for today. And it's a principle that you can learn more about in the Vigorous Virtues book and at vigorousvirtues.com, my membership website, where you can download materials to apply the principle. And this principle, go for it. Be who you truly are. You have to stick with it. You can make it happen. And if you practice it, you will live virtuously and victoriously.